Let's bring up Steven Guggenheimer, who's actually my grand-grand-grandboss. How are you doing?
Good.
Nice to meet you. Nice to see
that
you.
That makes me feel really old, the way you said that.
No,
okay.
Not at all. So, huge day.
Big day. Big day. Big week.
Huge week, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I was in New York last week, and Steve was down in the Bay Area this week. And
yeah. So, listen, you've been at Microsoft for 18 years. How did it feel to see so much excitement about this launch?
It feels really good. You know, I spent the last 5 years working on hardware. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff where you're behind the scenes, nobody sees it until it comes out. And so to, you know, the last week or so, see all the hardware come out, see all the applications coming out, see the energy, see the positive response.
Mm-hmm.
And to, you know, we have a point of view in the marketplace relative to what we're trying to create.
Yeah.
And having people start to see that point of view and you can bring it to life and having people be positive about it, that feels good.
Absolutely. Now, Developer Platform Evangelism is the group that, you know, we're
right,
in. And
right.
You're the vice president. So welcome aboard.
Thank
it's
you.
Nice to have you.
Thank you.
I think it's kind of clear to people that the opportunity for developers, as Steve Ballmer said, and you were talking about as well, let's talk a little bit about the opportunity for these people in the audience.
Sure. Look, the thing we talked about this morning is everything's about the marriage of hardware and software.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the hardware by itself is pretty dull. It can look cool, but it doesn't do much. And software without the right hardware to run on isn't very cool. But when you bring them together, it's magic.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got sort of, I think, an inflection point in hardware. You saw today sort of the everything from, you can call them slates or tablets, but small devices that you hold in your hand and you can use for, you know, sort of on your own relaxation time, consumption, if you want to call it
yes.
that. All the way up, I had that Z1 from HP on stage, which is a, basically an all-in-one workstation. You can open it up and hot swap it. I mean, that thing's a rocking machine. So it doesn't matter what the rig is. You have all this hardware coming out, and now we need the software to go with it. And for you guys, you know, look, there'll be 400 million copies in the next year of Windows 8, either on new PCs or upgraded.
Mm.
There's 600 million Windows 7 PCs in the market today, many of which can be upgraded. All of them can, actually.
Yeah.
So you've just got a phenomenal window. Then you have the phones, then you have the web, and you know, you have the ability to create so many things. And I think there's a couple points right now.
Cool.
One is you have the Windows platform, which buys you a lot of, I'll say, versatility.
Yeah.
Right. The fact that you get all the hardware and you get all the software.
Yeah.
That's why we drop test services.
Totally. By the way, this is
it's still running.
Titanium.
Yep.
Still rocking and rolling. Go on. Sorry about that.
No, I think you have that whole ecosystem to plug into, but there's some first mover advantage right now. Look, we've built a new, an entirely new user experience on Windows 8. And so the ability to be sort of in first or reimagine your application or get there, you know, Steve said it this morning. I don't know if he said it on stage. We sort of said it backstage, which,
sure.
Look, somebody's going to hit the golden ticket. Right,
yeah.
There's a lot of opportunity right now to sort of be new, take things you might have today as assets, come up with a new idea, and take advantage of what's out there. And look, the install base just goes like that.
Absolutely.
There's no other install base that'll be as, you know, grow as fast as the Windows 8 install base.
That's true. And look, and when you first used this,
you
know, when I was at the Windows, the Microsoft Store in Bellevue last night around 9 o'clock, it was buzzing.
Yep.
People were playing with apps.
Apple Store was empty. I was there.
Yeah, man.
I didn't say that out loud, did I?
Oh, no.
I'm a hardware guy at heart.
You are a hardware guy, and they have this beautiful hardware. This is really a nice piece of hardware. Yeah. I notice a lot of people, the first thing they do is they click on the store.
Yeah.
Because you want to get apps. They've been trained that it's all about apps, no matter what device they have. So you're right. Build apps. Let's talk a little bit about it. So you're the face of developer evangelism.
Yep.
What's evangelism in your mind? Like, what do you think about in terms
I think, you know, the evangelism, I think about ecosystems. How do you get people to partner with us? You know, and my job is to be the voice, you know, my job with the team, not me alone, but is to be the voice of Microsoft out to our ecosystem, in this case, the software ecosystem.
Yeah.
So how do we help you see all of the opportunity? Windows 8's a great opportunity. Windows Phone 8's a great opportunity. There's things we're doing on the entertainment side. Office has opportunities. MBS has opportunities. So how do we as an organization help make it easy to consume and understand what the opportunities are with Microsoft, and then make sure all the tools are there and bring it to life so that you as partners and developers can create things that you might have thought about or you might not have thought about, but we make it easy for you. And the flip side is somebody's got to be your voice back into Microsoft.
Yes.
I spent, you know, my early part of the career, I worked on Windows for Workgroups and Windows 95, so I've worked on the product groups. I worked in SQL and BizTalk and actually DevTools a couple years ago. I've worked on small business. So having the opportunity to go back and forth between the product groups and, I'll say, segments or ecosystem teams allows me, I say, to be a little nimble, to be able to work across both sides.
Mm.
And then in that regard, our team provides the voice back in. So the things that you need, we're sort of your voice, the little hammer inside to go bang on all the teams to try and get what you need to be successful. Because in the end, we're only as successful as you are.
True.
You know, and that's I say that from a hardware ecosystem standpoint and a software ecosystem standpoint. We built our company on partnering. That is what Microsoft is all about. And so our ability to make you successful is just a self-fulfilling prophecy. And my job is to make sure we do just an absolutely fabulous job of that with you and working with the team to do that.
Awesome. So let's talk about that opportunity again. I mean, now, having been a developer myself and been involved with Channel 9 a lot, I used to work in Windows as well back a while ago. We have a lot of developers out there today with existing skills and existing code.
Right.
And we have this new platform. So you did a great job in your keynote today about talking, hey, if you have existing resources, you know, Windows RT may not support them in the Win32 model, but look at all this other beautiful stuff.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I believe one of the things we've done a good job on, and particularly the Windows team, I got to give them all the credit, is really enabling, I'll say, the broadest set of opportunities. If you have existing Win32 code, it's going to run, right? Regardless of what you built, if it's a game, if it's a business line of business application, all of the Windows 8 machines, it's just going to run. And so that's a great starting point. You have that. But then you can think about what other assets you might have. There's a lot of people who have built web code. Your web code's going to run. Yeah. There's a lot of people who have HTML and JavaScript assets they might have built into a game or a lightweight application or done for another mobile device. I've talked to a lot of partners building what they say are mobile apps. All of those then can be brought onto the Windows 8 platform. So regardless of the application or the code that you might have or the website, there's opportunity to start with that. And then what can you do with it? What's the way to reimagine or think about new opportunities? I talked a little bit this morning, for existing, Win32 apps, if they're pretty, in-depth applications with a lot of UI, you might redo it from scratch. You might not redo it from scratch. You might just make bigger touch tiles and make it easier to use, so you might refresh it. You might just leave it alone. But building complementary applications, I showed one today from AutoCAD where they have, AutoCAD is a CAD CAM system. It's a pretty in-depth application, very rich, very robust, very cool. But it's not the kind of thing you just rewrite it. What they've been working on is a complementary app, a sketchbook. Very logical thing for their audience, a way for them to differentiate what they offer their customers. I talked to several banks last week, or not banks, but financial system developers, and the guys who do back-end services, they're like, how can I create something that you can carry around the boardroom to show off what's going on, and how does our application sort of offer that asset? It's a completely complementary app. Mm-hmm. I talked to another company that has, they've traditionally had a Win32 app, runs on Windows machines. They built a bunch of services to run on other devices. How do you take those services and complement their Win32 app in the new Windows 8 model? How do you build a new application? The other thing that's really important, which Steve tried to show off and I thought he did a good job, but there's so much more there, is sort of the search capability.
Yes.
Today, when I talk to some developers, they'd love the opportunity to have their app be the first thing people search and not go through, I'll call it a filter or sort of a generic web search. That search charm and that search contract and that share charm and that share contract, those are very powerful. Steve did a really good job today taking a topic, in this case Jessica Alba. He searched the news. He searched, he searched finances to see what would happen for fun. He searched, video, etc. You can think about a restaurant, somebody searching for a restaurant. Well, shoot, being able to get a reservation, they might go right into, an application like OpenTable or something else. There's lots of opportunities for people who have applications that have data sets underneath them to make those searchable and not have any other filter. And as users, very quickly, we'll get used to it. I have a 14-year-old daughter, and she searches Netflix. She doesn't go, search Bing Netflix movie. She goes search Netflix, and she figured that out. I didn't teach her that, and
Nice.
And so I think for developers, it's a win-win. To the extent that you guys build apps that are searchable, that have great content, users will use them. And to the extent there's more applications that have great content, users will learn to use that model. So we have a self-reinforcing model here, which I think is really good for you as developers. I think it's really good for the end user.
Sure.
And the way it's going to work is as you build more applications that do that, we'll take advantage of it.
Excellent. Now, the main thing about today.
I could keep going, but go ahead.
But listen, I don't want not to interrupt you.
We didn't talk about mobile. We didn't keep going. HTML, JavaScript code.
But Channel 9 Live is about the people out there.
Yeah.
And they're already asking questions, so let's go ahead and start asking. So we have the first one from Sivendu Shikhar Giri. Excuse me if I ruined your name. As a developer, what is the scope and what are the opportunities there for me as the individual developer?
Well, I mean, I think there are lots of different opportunities. So if you're an individual developer and you're great on Windows, look, there's a bunch of companies that would hire you today. I was down in the Bay Area 2 weeks ago. And they were asking, we need more Windows 8 developers. So that's a very simple statement. If you're a developer and you want to start a business or a company, you're at the very forefront of really a brand new platform with Windows 8, and you have Windows Phone 8 to go along with it. You have a phenomenal opportunity to, if you have a great idea, start from scratch. I know there's a lot of developers here that are partnering up and starting to think about what they could do.
Awesome.
So you could be a startup, straight from a business.
Yeah.
Obviously there's going to be a lot of companies, not ISVs, but commercial opportunities. So that's a pretty broad question. I would hope as a developer, you would see the opportunity in the Windows ecosystem And then you could decide from that opportunity what you wanted to do. Build your own apps, go work for somebody who builds apps, go work for a corporation who supports apps, go find some other opportunity in which you want to work. But I think there's a lot of opportunities out there.
Absolutely.
Probably get a little more specific on the next go around on that one.
That's good, though. But I mean, that's a really excellent point. I mean, one of the things about if you're a native developer or even not a native developer, you can write components to share with people.
That's right.
I mean,
right.
This platform is super innovative, super open. So rock and roll. We have another question from Amal.
Yep.
Since WP8, Windows Phone 8 is also sharing the same core as Win8, we should talk a little bit about that.
Yep.
How easy is it for me to develop an app which can run in both places?
I think the answer is it can be as easy as I'll say you make it to some degree.
Okay.
There's a, you know, the HTML JavaScript engine is the same, and so I showed an Agent P, you know, secret agent, what was it, Agent P Strikes Again application this morning from Disney. I think it literally took them less than a day to port their Windows 8 application to the phone. Now, that's a JavaScript HTML app. The engine's pretty much the same. You're going to build a little different UI. You're always going to build sort of rendering a little different because a screen that's 4 inches is different than a screen
exactly.
That's, you know, 8, 10, 15, 20. But from a code perspective, it can be very easy. At the same time, if you've written a game, you know, to DirectX on the metal on Windows, that ain't going to be an easy port. So a little bit based on how you build it. The truth of the matter is if you're starting from scratch, you can make it very, very easy. And there, I think as more and more code is written in HTML and JavaScript, it's going to be easier and easier to make those assets very reusable across both platforms. There's a lot of examples, and there are folks here, you know, you can do it quick.
Hey, totally. So, you know, basically, after this talk, we're gonna geek out with Cliff Simpkins and another fellow about the SDK. So
right.
We're gonna dig
SDK
into all that
SDK was announced
stuff.
Today, and Kevin Gallo's on stage right now.
Totally.
You know, he's doing a good job showing you how easy it is, actually.
Totally. Now, in terms of sharing the core, you're an old-school Windows guy. I mean, this is huge, right? Because Windows Phone 7 and 7.5,
right.
That was Windows CE.
Correct.
Now we're talking about the full-on Windows.
Mm-hmm.
At least, you know, a fair amount of the core, they say. So the NT kernel.
Right. The NT kernel is the same. Yeah. Look, what you start at the base. That allows you to get device drivers. That allows you to get hardware. There's a lot of things you can share, again, back to that hardware level.
Yeah.
You still work your way up in the UI layer. And so there's opportunities for sharing in certain areas, and there's opportunities where there's still differences. And so you're still going to recompile across both. But, you know, I've been here 18 years. Having the same kernel and knowing, for example, device drivers at that level, which is hard, you know, hard stuff.
Sure.
Working our way up, the opportunities only get better and better, getting to that same piece. And there's no one else that offers that. That ability. You know, I'll say this respectfully. Other platforms, look, you're going to write two different applications. You're not going to be able to reuse all that code. So
sure.
All the code that you can, you know, write for a Windows 8 application, you can reuse a chunk of it, assuming it's written in HTML, JavaScript, or some of the other things that we support.
Sure.
And you just can't do that in other places.
Absolutely. And if you're a native developer or a managed developer or a web developer,
yep.
I mean, think about that. We're writing Windows apps in HTML5, man.
I know, that's crazy.
This is insane.
I know.
I mean,
but
I know
we still support C++, that's what I love.
Of course. And never forget. You can have HTML5 and then C++ underneath doing the horsework.
And that's what that Skype app was done. So that Skype app I showed today, they did C++ underneath. Because look, you got a huge scalability you need to do. You need a very robust app. You're supporting hundreds of millions of users. But you want a fun UI. You want a graphics layer.
Yeah.
And so they did a great job with HTML on the front end and that C++ underneath.
Awesome. I love that story, man.
Yep.
And so that story is available for you as well. Start writing apps, please. I mean, that's, to me, as an evangelist and an evangelism org.
Right.
Right, we got to get people writing apps. We need native guys writing apps too.
Right.
I see a lot of C# in the store, a lot of HTML5. We need some C++ people writing apps too.
Yep.
That's a beautiful story on ARM.
No,
right. I mean, it all is good on ARM, right? I mean, but you know what I'm saying in terms of performance,
right.
And speed, and having control. That's all I mean.
Right. Yeah, I know. Look, I think one of the things we always try and do is give you the most opportunity. I talked today about the economics in the store, trying to come up with the, you know, the most different ways for you to have opportunity. I'd say the same from a code perspective. What code can reuse? What skills can you reuse? You know, I like the idea of no developer left behind. You know, we try and
yes.
One of the things I think we did a really good job on with Windows 8 was whether it's C++, whether it's XAML and managed code, whether it's HTML and JavaScript, we try and support all the different aspects. And I think that's a, you know, we have a great history working with partners. We have a very rich ecosystem. We want you to feel good about, you know, supporting you from the work you've done and the work going forward. And again, no developer left behind in that sense.
Awesome. And so in modern evangelism, modern DPE, we're
yeah,
now
it's been a
services.
While.
Yeah, we're a services and hardware company.
Right.
Right, as Steve has said.
Yep.
Talk to me about how that impacts what we do in our world.
Well, I think I'll go back to the marriage of hardware, software, and services. That's what delivers experiences.
Mm.
You know, the notion of, hey, I'm going to write an application. It's going to go to Best Buy as an example. It's going to sit on a shelf, and then somebody's going to buy a PC, and then they're going to go buy the app. You know, those days are gone, right? Mm. People are going to buy it. They're going to buy a cool device. They might not even call it a PC. They're going to buy some kind of cool device, right? There's going to be a bunch of experiences already on it. They're going to go up to the store online. They're going to download those experiences. They're going to go to websites. They're going to click in, and they're going to download other experiences. I mean, they're going to have different experiences that they have access to, and those experiences are going to be the combination of, do I use a pen? Do I use a keyboard? Do I touch it? Do I hook it to my TV? It's sort of richly connecting everything together. And then it's going to be the applications that you guys write or services. And it's going to be that back end, whether it's using, you know, SkyDrive to share data, whether it's using other services, it's hooking in music or other things. It all comes together and blends for an experience.
Awesome.
And that's, you know, I think in terms of ecosystems. I spent 5 years working with the hardware guys. And you know what the hardware guys want to do? They want to know what the software guys are doing to make their devices stand out. And I talk to the software guys. They want to know, gosh, how do I get my software on the hardware stuff so I can get it, you know, and get more distribution? Mm. So there's just phenomenal opportunity to marry hardware and software together and services to sort of weave the experience together for end user. Mm-hmm. We've never had that. And we're just at a point in time where, well, I think the opportunity starts now. You know, everybody's all excited about, you know, how many apps do you have in the store the day that, you know, the store opens?
Yeah.
Like, look, the store just opened. Yeah. Like, the devices are just out there. Let's talk about what happens between this year and next year. Holy crud.
Totally.
You know, I think the working with the hardware guys, look, they did a great job. We have phenomenal new hardware for this year, but I'm not just excited about this holiday. You give those guys another year to work with Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8, holy crud, the stuff we're going to see for next holiday, and then you give you guys, you know, the application developers, another year to work with this stuff.
Yeah.
Holy crud, I think this holiday will be exciting, but man, Christmas next year, or Hanukkah, or whatever you're celebrating, oh, it's going to be a good year.
Rock
That's how
roll,
I think about
man.
It.
Rock and roll. Excellent. On that note, it's great to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
And look forward to working with you. And you guys have a wonderful week. You have a beautiful day. You're going to go deep on a lot of stuff. And we're going to learn a lot about what he was talking about, sort of the inside, right here on Channel 9 Live. You'll be able to ask questions. Go ahead and start watching those sessions.
Awesome.
And take care.
Thanks for the time. You guys have a great day. Great week.
Cheers.